This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. India's drug regulator said Sunday it had given final emergency use approval for two coronavirus vaccines, one developed by AstraZeneca and the other by local company Bharat Biotech. The decision clears the way for one of the world's biggest vaccination drives. India is the world's second most populous nation, with 1.3 billion people. It has confirmed more than 10.3 million COVID-19 cases. That's second only to the United States. In the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention on Saturday said the country had administered more than 4.2 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines nationwide and had distributed to the states more than 13 million doses. The U.S. continues to lead the world with more than 20 million infections recorded. That's about one-fourth of the 84.5 million COVID-19 cases recorded globally, according to Johns Hopkins University Coronavirus Resource Center. Johns Hopkins also reported a total of more than 350,000 U.S. deaths from COVID-19 since the pandemic began. In Russia, the health minister said more than 800,000 people have received the domestically produced Sputnik V vaccine and that 1.5 million doses had been distributed throughout the country of 147 million people. The Kremlin is pinning its hopes on mass vaccinations, not nationwide restrictions, to stop the spread of the virus and save its struggling economy from the hit of another lockdown. Meanwhile, officials in Brazil, home to the world's third highest number of cases, recently told the Associated Press the nation is at least 3 weeks away from launching any formal immunization campaign. You're listening to VOA News. Rescue teams searching for survivors 4 days after a landslide in Norway carried away homes in a village found no signs of life Saturday amid the ruined buildings and debris. 4 bodies have been recovered, but searchers are still looking for several more people believed to be missing. The landslide is the worst in modern Norwegian history. Norwegian police have pledged not to scale down the search, even though a rescue team from neighboring Sweden has already returned home. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Saturday that American soldiers have suffered no deaths in Afghanistan in almost a year. He cited the Trump administration's initiative to promote peace in the conflict-torn nation. Washington in February concluded an agreement with the Taliban insurgency to close the 19-year-old Afghan war. The historic understanding started a phased withdrawal of American troops from the South Asian nation. The deal also opened first-ever direct peace talks between the Taliban and the U.S.-backed Afghan government in September to negotiate a political power-sharing understanding to permanently end the war. U.S. officials, however, have acknowledged a recent spike in fighting between Afghan security forces and Taliban insurgents that threatens the ongoing peace process. They've urged both Afghan adversaries to reduce hostilities and move quickly toward a negotiated settlement. At least 4 people were killed and several others were wounded Saturday when a suicide bomber drove a vehicle into a construction site near Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. Security officials and witnesses said the explosion occurred at a heavily guarded construction site run by a Turkish company on a road between Mogadishu and the city of Afgoye. A government spokesman has confirmed the attack. And a new requirement for U.S. shell companies aims to close down a major avenue for global money laundering and tax evasion. The Corporate Transparency Act was included in the U.S. Defense Appropriations Bill passed into law by Congress late Friday. Lawmakers passed the measure by overriding President Donald Trump's veto, a first for his presidency. The law requires the disclosure of the owners of shell companies that have been used in the past to hide billions of dollars. Owners must be disclosed to the U.S. Treasury's Financial Crimes Enforcement Network, or FinCEN. While the law still grants them protection, the owners, that is, protections from public knowledge, transparency advocates say it's a huge step against those who have been able to anonymously wash their suspect wealth through the world's largest economy. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, this is VOA News.